smile upon.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
How are you all doing this morning? It's okay to talk back. You know, I was thinking about something, and I was thinking, how many of you kind of get a song and it just starts playing in your head? And I mean, you can't get rid of it, and it's just, oh, come on. And it goes over and over and over. And God showed me something. When you got the word inside of you, and I mean, you got the word and you studied the word and you keep putting the word in and you read the word and you continually meditate on the word and you speak the word out of your mouth and you get the word in front of your eyes. When something goes wrong in your life, the song of the word starts to play and you start to hear the word of God, and that comes out of your spirit and your mouth opens and you start speaking the right thing. I want to encourage you, put this word in your life. Get the word of God in your life. I know my mother-in-law, she lives according to this word, and my father-in-law. And I know it's taken, especially her, from years back through many, many trials and tribulations, standing on the word. And the word is a reflection. When you look at the word, the Bible says it's like looking at a mirror. And when you look at a mirror, you see who you are. So if you find there's some green stuff between your front teeth, you kind of take it out. You look in the mirror. Is that right? Well, when you look in the word of God, it'll show you what needs fixing up. And you're able to do something about it with the word of God. And the problem is, we walk away from the word of God and we forget what we look like and who we are. That's what the Bible says in James. It says, we move away from the mirror of the word of God and we forget. And when we forget who we are in Christ. So when the devil comes to harm you and he wants to put sickness on you and you're looking in the word, you say, hold on, that's not who I am. I'm not the sick of Christ. I'm the healed of Christ. And that word starts coming out of your mouth and you start saying, by the stripes on his back that I'm healed, or he took my infirmity and bore my sicknesses, or whatever scripture comes to mind. But when you're not looking at the word and you've moved away from the word and sickness comes, you say, uh-oh, I'm not feeling well. I've got a problem coming on. Best I go and see the doctors. Stay in the word. Keep yourself looking in the mirror of the word, because who you are is in you. That's why we're going to say what we're going to say right now. We're going to make a faith confession statement and we're going to say who we are and what we are in the word of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Take your Bible. Hold it up, shake it about, and let's say it. This is my Bible. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I am what it says I am. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. And I pray that the song of the word just continually plays over and over and over in your life. I'm telling you, it's the word of God and the spirit of God and the power of God and the grace of God and the love of God that is going to make you victorious. And do you know we are supposed to be victorious Christians? We are not ever supposed to be defeated. Never. Now, I don't know what you might believe, because a lot of times our theology that we've been brought up with says, yeah, but look what happened in this Old Testament and look what happened over there, and God did this and God did that, and how come? Let me tell you what, when God went against Egypt, he wasn't going against his enemy, he was going to retrieve his children. He wasn't going there to destroy his enemies, he went there to redeem his children, get them free. God is not mean and nasty and ugly and beating up on each person in here. And if you subscribe to the fact that, well, look at Job, what happened. Listen, what happened to Job was the devil. It was the devil that was attacking Job. Jesus had not yet been to the earth. We were still in the old covenant, living by the law and according to the law. But God had a plan for us by sending his son Jesus, and grace, the dispensation of grace, came and took over and made us worthy. He made me worthy. It's amazing. Without his worthiness, I could not have been received. I could not have been accepted. I would have been rejected. Listen to me. I would have been rejected. The way Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Do you know he had to reject his son because he was sin right on the cross? So that we wouldn't be rejected. Do you understand? And so now God doesn't reject us. He doesn't neglect us. He loves us. He cares about us. And he's there for us. And if you need proof, look at Jesus. How many times? Well, God, if you love me, what? He demonstrated in Christ. He did a complete, full demonstration. He doesn't need to do anything else. And yet he still will. Amen. And even when we miss the mark and we do sin and we make mistakes, he still continually loves us and he still moves us towards the mark of Christ and the great high calling. I'm telling you, God is just... The worship this morning was wow. I'm telling you, it was just the presence of God. All right, communion with the Father. I'm not talking about breaking the bread and drinking the wine. I'm talking about come union. Come and be in union with me. Come and fellowship with me. Come into my presence. Be part of who I am, because I'm part of who you are. God wants you to be a part of who he is. That's a big statement I just made. He says, I'm part of who you are. He lives in us. We've got his DNA today. He says, I'm part of who you are. I want you to make an effort to realize and be a part of who I am. You see, we are heirs. And not only heirs, we're joint heirs together with Christ. The miraculous thing that Jesus did at the cross made us joint heirs. Children of the Most High God. And God wants to fellowship. I want to fellowship with my kids. My daughter stayed away on Friday night at some friends. And I was like, where is she? I was lost. I wanted my daughter. My son was there. I want to communicate and fellowship with my kids. I want them to be in my presence. I want to be in their presence all the time. You know, even if they're not sitting with me in the room at that time, I know they're doing something in the house. They're there in the house. God wants us to be like that. He wants us to seek after him, to love after him, to look for him. I'm telling you, when you start to chase after God and you start to go for God and you put your focus on God, everything that you have necessary needs for start to come to you without you having to go for them. It's the most amazing thing. He said it in his word. He said, if you seek me first and my righteousness, all these things you have need of will overtake you. They'll come to you. I don't have to chase money. All I do is chase God. I don't have to chase healing. Chase God. And the closer you get to God, the more in his presence you'll be, the more joy you'll have. You'll walk in victory all the time. We need to get closer to God. And it's a decision and a choice we can make. Go with me to Matthew 7. You know, the Bible says that God has called us for a purpose. And he says in Romans 8:28, he says, for those that love him are called according to his purpose. He turns all things to good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. He turns all bad things to good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. His purpose, listen, I'm telling you now, I don't believe for one second that God called me just to tell people about the kingdom, to be an evangelist. Because before Adam and Eve, there were no evangelists out there. You didn't need them. We just need to get Jesus into their hearts. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. Now we need to evangelize, we need to advance God's kingdom, but that's not the sole purpose God's got me for. He just wants me to work for him and go and tell people about him. No, that's not the only reason. Before the fall, there was no preachers and evangelism and fivefold. That came because of the fall, to get people back into the kingdom so he can have that same relationship that he had with them before the fall. My sole function is not just that. God wants me to enjoy him. Enjoy him. Some people are so busy trying to serve him that they can't enjoy him. Even ministry can become a hold up. Even ministry can become a stumbling block. Because I can't do it. I've got to do this for God. That we forget to get into his presence. I'm starting to teach people a word that I forget to get into his presence and get a download. That's not the highest calling, is to just go and tell them about Jesus. The highest calling is to get into his presence. You know, and a lot of us don't even realize that we can get into his presence. He wants us to be in his presence. Amen. And now what you need to know is, to the degree that you seek God is the degree you're going to find him. No more. To the degree that I seek my God is the amount I will find him. Look what he says in Matthew 7 verse 7. He says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Can you see a little bit of a theme right here? Can you see a theme right here? Knock, ask, and call out, get into. It's a theme of doing something on my part. Do you understand? He says, ask and it shall be given you. He's not going to withhold his presence. Nah, I'm not going to let you. He wants you in his presence. But you've got to ask with the right motive, the right attitude, the right heart and love. He said, the people that love me will obey me. And so he says, you ask, it'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find it. Knock and it'll be opened unto you. For everyone, look at this, for everyone. Who's left out of everyone? Everyone that asks, what? Is this God telling us something? Or is this just me making up words? This is the word of God. This is God. He doesn't lie. He cannot lie. If he says something, you can stake your life on it. It's true. It'll come to pass. Whatever he says will happen. I may not know how it's going to happen. Like, for instance, healing or the money or whatever it is. I might not know how he's going to get the money to me. But if I've done what he said and I've prayed about it and I've called it in, all I know is it's coming. How I get it, I don't know, but I will get it. It's not up to you to know how. You don't know how God operates. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your understanding. Because if I lean on my understanding, well, the bank's going to give it to me at a low interest rate or some way we'll try to work a way out. He says, no, don't do that. Just know that if I said it in my word, it will take place. He said, my word cannot come back without accomplishing. But we must ask in faith, nothing doubting. There are certain principles that we have to adhere to. And so he says here, for everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks, it shall be opened. Amen. God is not withholding from us. He's not withholding any good thing from us. He says in Ephesians 1:3, he's already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heart. Everyone, every single one. Amen. And if he didn't spare his son Jesus, you think he'd withhold anything else from us? Not in a million years. Amen? And so we're going to learn about how to get into his presence. Look at what he says in Hebrews 11. Watch this. You all know the scripture, most of you. We should know it by now if you've been in this church for a while, because I just preach the word and I show scriptures. But look what he says here. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. And those, watch here, and those that seek him, those that come to God must believe that he is. That he is God. That his word is true. That what you read about him is true. He says, without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not half-heartedly.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Are you new to the Palm City area, don't have a church home, or haven't been to church in a while? LifePoint Church is a non-denominational church with worship and teaching similar to Hillsong Australia, and we are saving a seat for you. Come and see LifePoint Church. Great worship. biblical teaching, and powerful relationships. Find out more at